Just say hello again to your grounding cord, energy running. And getting back in the center of your head and looking out the view screen, and there you are in the view screen. And there's a stem cell. And we're going to look at the DNA. And this stem cell can be from the center of your head, so we can just blow up the images or return them to the gland that you were working on, whatever that was. We worked on the thyroid in this last meditation, so if you just feel like you just want to clean that all off so all that's left there is a chakra person, that's cool. We're taking a master cell out of the pineal gland, and we'll be looking at that next. So on the left-hand view screen, we take a master cell, and we put it on the left-hand side. And looking at the master cell, and this is really actually kind of fun. It's looking for different traits. And it's just something to know that you can actually hunt down those traits that your body is set at. So you can actually look for them and transform them. So one of the fun things to look at right now is to pull the DNA out of that master cell. So that DNA strand is in the middle again. And the streamers are streaming down. And let's look for the pictures around what you were meant to be, what you were meant to be as far as your weight goes. At this stage in the game, how are you programmed with your DNA? So look at that family programming. And this is so great. When I looked for myself at what weight I was supposed to be at this stage in the game, I was supposed to be 60, 80 pounds heavier, that my body had a different look than the look that I have. And that wasn't from overeating and obesity. It was actually came from an immigrant family who had really struggled for many generations to make ends meet. And the wiring in the DNA was to put on extra weight so that you wouldn't slip away or die if you got sick. So say you had cholera or yellow fever or something, that you might survive just because you were quite heavy. And if you couldn't eat for a few weeks, your body might still continue to carry on. So it's fascinating to look at the whys of things. Our DNA is really set up as an encoding from the family that we've come from for survival. And some of those things certainly are no longer appropriate in this day and age. So that heavy weight thing, I have proper nutrition and access to my own meditation skills, as well as, you know, an amazing system of healing, whether we use traditional medicine or we use alternative medicine. There are many, many options. And with the world so connected, we have them all. So it's important to stay in neutrality when you look at these pictures and to not get too lit up or to be too upset or say, oh, that's wrong. What you do is you look for something. Say you have some repeating pattern that you just can't seem to conquer. You look for the pattern in your DNA, and then you understand it, but in neutrality, not like I got to get rid of it, but I want to understand it. And then with that kind of neutral space, you can actually vacuum it off, which is what I did. Vacuum off that weight picture. So let's have everything light up in the DNA that was structured, if you were structured in that same way, say you were supposed to gain a lot of weight in this stage in the game, or you were supposed to just gradually get heavier and heavier, let's just have that light up as black dots. If you don't want it, if you like being heavy, then cool. But let's have that light up as black dots on the DNA, and let's vacuum off the genetic predisposition. And I know a lot of you are often coming to me and saying, Julie Renee, how do I, I'm really committed to losing weight, how do I do it? This is one of those things where if you're kind of stuck and you've been exercising and dieting, it may be something wound into your DNA that's preventing you. So it's a great, great clearing. So you're vacuuming off all of those gradual weight increases as time goes by. You're just vacuuming that off. And now let's replace that with a picture of a youthful, vibrant, healthy body. So once you get all the black dots off, go ahead and put some fun pictures in there about you having fun and being slim, healthy. Maybe you like to be muscular or athletic. So I really want everybody to raise their happiness level a whole bunch. I know that weight is one of those issues that is really gets to be kind of a lifetime struggle with some people. Really, just ship that picture right now. Just let it go and just know that everything is happening perfectly. Stay in neutrality, in that sparkly space. It's a lot of fun. Hey, trying something new. Little different version of Weight Watchers. The cool thing is, you are changing your genetic information. You are. You're changing your DNA. Now, what happened to me when I first did this is I had four family beings out of my history, like spirits kind of, show up and say, no, no, we don't want you to do that. And I needed to address those family beings. And this is sort of out of the realm of the ordinary, but I'm just letting you know that this could happen where you feel a resistance or you have an impression that great-grandma is there telling you you can't do it. And what you lovingly do, if that does come up, is you just thank them so much for loving you so much to want you to have the information they thought would help you succeed. So you thank them. And then you say, but we're in a new era and a new time, and I am going to make these changes for myself so that I can enjoy my experience of life. And I really want you to know that I'm okay and that I'm aware of what I'm changing and that you can relax about it. I'm going to exercise power over this body in this delightful way for myself to be vibrant and healthy. And just get a nod from them. You can let them know that they don't have to watch out for you in this area and send them off on their way. You can also say you're welcome to observe me if you want to. I'd like you to stay out of my energetic space so I don't have an impression of you weighing on me. But if you want to watch what I'm doing, you know, feel free. The thing to do is to not make anybody wrong or yourself wrong or your DNA wrong. The thing to do is just stay in neutrality and happiness. Look for the good of everything. Trust that everything is perfect in perfect order. And even when DNA is set up to, you know, have you die early, like maybe your DNA has cancer wired into it, or maybe your DNA has high blood pressure wired into it, know that this is really a great opportunity for you to write your own script. So you're clearing, kind of you're clearing your karma with yourself, with your cells. It's clearing the karma with the family, but really on a physical level. Now, so if you haven't already, go ahead and reset the DNA structure to the weight you'd like to be and the joy and happiness you'd like. And really, I want you to think about that DNA going way, way the heck, 100 years off into the future. Say you're fortunate enough to live another 100 years. Set it up the way you want it for 100 years, not just for today. Cool. Pulse that golden pulse through the DNA. Wonderful. Now we're going to keep that DNA on the screen and we're going to work on another picture. And this is another health picture that people are challenged with. And then we're just going to go through a few of them. But you can do this with anyone. You're welcome to do sessions with me if you want some specific guidance on how to work with a particular issue. But really be inventive. This is your spiritual tool. I want you to use it. So the next one we're going to look at is high blood pressure. So we're looking in the DNA for blood pressure. Maybe you have chronic low blood pressure. That might be a problem too. But certainly high blood pressure is really a big problem, or it can be. Look at your DNA. Let's see all the family members that had the wiring for high blood pressure. Why was it there? What's your answer? Go for your answer. Why was high blood pressure in your DNA? Or if you have chronic low blood pressure, let's look for why was low blood pressure? Why was the body wired the way it was wired? You might first just look at who your relatives are or your generations back. Who had high blood pressure? Did it serve them in any way? Maybe it helped them express themselves. Maybe they weren't good at clearing their energy, and so they had these bursts. Did it help keep the blood in the brain? Were these people athletic with high blood pressure? All right. Now that you've got some answers or not, let's go ahead and clean off the DNA related to high blood pressure or low blood pressure. Let's just clean that off. All the black dots, all the failed energy, all the scary energy, all the black energy, maybe death energy, fear energy, anger energy, around blood pressure. So take a golden Roomba, a golden vacuum cleaner, and vacuum off the DNA. And I notice some of you are having your energy drop. So let's go ahead and get back into that happiness space. Think of something you're really grateful for. Think of joy. Think of happiness, holding your baby, being at the beach. laughing really hard, maybe rappelling down a waterfall and ending up in an icy mountain stream. I did that for my birthday last year. Think of something that really makes you happy, rocks your world. Things that you're grateful for, maybe the bird song, the beautiful, pristine lake you ran around last week. Think about the love in your life. Let's raise that energy vibration. Think about laughing with your friends. Much, much better. Just holding that high vibration. We're learning the lessons we need to learn to let go of, alter, and change the DNA. It's really, really important to stay in that bright space to create the most potent miracle. So finish vacuuming out all the patterns in the DNA that lead to dangerous but pressure situations. And some of you are looking at plaque, and you might need to actually vacuum out the DNA around building a plaque in the veins and arteries. That might be an important thing to start doing. So vacuum up that information. Maybe it's around patterning around how you eat food. It might be that you really crave oily, salty meat, you know, red meats and lots of fats, animal fats and things like that. And that might be also an interest because it was set up genetically, like maybe your body was from the olden days from a very cold climate where you needed lots of fat on your body to survive and keep you warm. So we're just noticing that everybody has a different story. And we're going to finish vacuuming up all that black gunk on the DNA. If there's any tears in the DNA, fix that up. Any family members that don't want you to make this change, explain to them, just like we did before, thank you so much for loving me and caring so much. And we're just going to ask you to allow me to make this change. And I am making this change. And I'm asking you to back off and let me do this. And I appreciate your love. So thank you. And let's reset this DNA information around blood pressure to a comfortable number, whatever that is for you. Maybe it's 110 over 60. That'd be kind of a nice number, wouldn't it? Or 110 over 70 or something. Whatever you think is your ideal number, let's go ahead and set it at that. And so we vacuumed all that negative and dark energy and failed energy out of the DNA. We've reprogrammed it with happiness around the DNA, really given it some direction. Now we're going to do the golden pulse through the DNA. Remembering to keep your energy, bring your energy into gratitude. Gratitude is the attitude, happiness. Pulsing that golden sun, trusting that all is right with the world. All right, wrapping up that DNA. Popping it into the master cell, putting it back into the pineal gland, letting all of that cellular information flood your body, both around your weight pictures, new weight pictures, and around your blood pressure pictures. And then we're amplifying that with gold energy so that master cell is flooded with gold energy, and then it floods out to all the cells in your body, cascading from the center of your head where your pineal gland is all the way into all the cells of the body. Bringing another golden sun at the top of your head and bringing that golden sun down into your body, filling all the cells of your body, energizing and recharging. Another golden sun at the top of your head, and let's put a golden sun of validation at the top of your head. You are loving and lovable, capable, competent, clear. You are a miracle maker. You are cherished. You are intimately connected with the divine. You're happy, grateful, vibrant, juicy, strong, intelligent, amazing, remarkable, wondrous. You're a rock star. You're really, really, really competent at this. Beautiful, healthy muscles, fit and vibrant. Bring that golden sun of validation into the top of the head, down into the body, filling every cell of your body with this love energy. The body loves feeling this validation. Feels really, really good. How many times do you tell your body it's not doing the right thing? It's wonderful when you can acknowledge your body. Another golden sun at the top of your head. It's a golden sun with you in it. So you're taking you as a chakra person off the view screen. You can turn that view screen off. Pop yourself onto the top of your head. While you're sitting at the top of the head in the golden sun, you as a spirit in the golden sun, let's go ahead and turn those chakras, those lower chakras, back up. So let's turn 1, 2, and 3 back up to 100% function if that's the way you like to use it. And then bringing your spirit into your body. It's been a really fun experience for the spirit. It's really being able to function at its very, very highest level of enthusiasm. And it's quite the healing that we've given to the physical body. We're using that golden sun to bring your spirit into your body like a spiritual shoehorn. You're getting into every cell in this most remarkable way. Your spirit is coming into present time out of creation, out of the future. And your body is coming into present time really much easier with some DNA altered so that you can really be here now and not live out of so much of your genetic heritage. I really encourage each and every one of you to experiment with this. It's a wonderful, wonderful journey. Wiggling your fingers and toes, really feeling your spirit back in body, clicking in completely like a seatbelt clicks in, body and spirit, present time. Feeling very energized, revitalized. Lots and lots of energy flowing into this body with this golden sun and with the changes you've made. It's time to take some nourishment, maybe. Time to do some journaling. What did you see? What did you learn about? What are you grateful for? Taking some breaths in and out, and feeling all your energy returning to you if you've scattered it in the wind. Let's bring all that energy back into you. Some nice breaths in and out, feeling that vibrant health returning, being restored to you, feeling very excited, enthusiastic, very present in the body. And good job for making this time, setting this time aside to start reworking and rewiring your body so that it really, really works for peak performance. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is whole, complete, and perfect. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, joy, abundance, and peace. Tatastu. So be it.